What a lot of people don't know is that Senator Grisanti is the chair of the Environmental Conservation Committee, where a bill to stop fracking before it even starts has been stalled since last year.
Rita Yelda is a local opponent of hydrofracking and an organizer with Food and Water Watch. The group is concerned that chemicals used to frack shale to release natural gas contaminates water supplies.
The DEC estimates that 6.6 billion gallons of wastewater, and that's on the low end, will be produced each year if we allow fracking to go forward in New York State. That waste poses a huge disposal problem for the state.
Senator Grisanti tells WBFO and AM 970 News he's been working with groups from both sides of the fracking issue since last year, and he does have concerns about protecting the water.
There is no facility that is in New York State, whether it be the public treatment facilities or the industrial treatment facilities like we have in Niagara Falls or the city of North Tonawanda in Niagara County, that have the ability to treat this water to its fullest capacity. There's pre-treating methods that various places can do in New York State, but it can't be treated fully. It's a concern of mine. It's a concern of other members of our conference.
The Niagara Falls City Council recently voted to ban hydrofracking and the treatment of wastewater. Still, with concerns that fracking could begin in the state by this summer, Yelda says the clock is ticking for the state to take action.
Senator Grisanti needs to live up to his position as chair of the Environmental Committee by protecting the environment and water sources by supporting this ban on fracking.
As far as a statewide moratorium, I don't see that that's something that's going to be coming down this legislative session.
And Grisanti noted that the proposed state budget plan does not provide funding for hydrofracking. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.